good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is June 24th, 2007, the Feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. These opening words from the 40th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy are some of the most beautiful words in the entire Bible, promising God's abiding peace to those who are in exile or any kind of trouble. It doesn't seem at first to be a good choice for the appointed scripture on the day that we remember the birth of John the Baptizer, though, does it? Not at first, of course. John, that fiery prophet who called the crowds a brood of vipers, and who spoke out against the wicked excesses of the rulers, never mind the consequences, doesn't seem to have a lot of comfort for people. His ministry of repentance seems to fit better with the later few verses. A voice says, "Cry out," and I say, "What shall I cry?" All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers. The flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. Now that sounds like the John I know. On my desk, I have a few icons. One of them is of John the Baptist. He looks a little wild, with crazy eyes and his traditional hair shirt and leather belt. I keep him in view to remind me that our mission as Christians is not to save others. That is the work of Jesus. Rather, it is to point, like John, to the Christ and say, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." Some days, when I'm feeling particularly proud of my work, John repeats one of his other famous sayings. "He must increase, but I must decrease." Following John is not an easy path. It certainly wasn't for John himself. Sometimes people will say we're crazy, and sometimes we'll have to go to some unpleasant places or speak to some unpleasant people to deliver our message. But that's what it means to be a herald of God. John was right that the first step is repentance. But Isaiah was also right. What comes after that is comfort. Let us pray. Almighty God, by whose providence your servant John the Baptist was wonderfully born and sent to prepare the way of your Son, our Savior, by preaching repentance, make us so to follow his teaching in holy life, that we may truly repent according to his preaching, and, following his example, constantly seek the truth, boldly rebuke vice, and patiently suffer for truth's sake. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on June 28th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Irenaeus. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.